Ray, Laverne, and that's it?
And Bob.
And Teresa.
Okay, I got Bob and Teresa. Go ahead, Ray.
Well, before, I understand that that day was a seven-hour block of discussions and dealing with many issues. You just read them earlier, five different discussions. So since we have 7 hours, and if we extend this from 2 hours to four, that would mean 4 hours less for the other discussion. Before I do that, I'd like to know, first, is this lawyer who's coming, is coming instead of Krigler or besides Krigler? Second, I'd like to have some ideas of what discussion exactly would be taken within the 4 hours.
The two lawyers, Krigler and an associate.
Okay, can I clarify my question? And is it their feeling that they would need 4 hours to do that?
They didn't tell me it would take 4 hours, no. But I think Pat is trying to make, Saab is trying to make room for questions and answers. I told Krigler that the board wanted 40 minutes for questions. He was very happy with that. But up to the board.
Thank you.
Sorry. This is Patty.
I have a stack I'll add you. Laverne?
Okay. I have a question not particular about in terms of the time and the attorney, but the whole point about the discussion groups that you have set up for later and the short turnaround time, you know, I had asked this question earlier. Since our HR director, I believe, does training, I would think that she would be a good resource on, I agree with Pat in terms of we really need to kind of delve more into board training versus, board members attempting to kind of give a little brief history of in terms of what's happening and what we need to do or how we need to move forward. And my suggestion was earlier, I think I'd spoken to Ambrose, is to invite, I don't know if she's coming, the HR director to help us and assist us in that.
Okay, Bob?
Okay, I think we have to be realistic about what we can accomplish in a day without exhausting ourselves. Generally, the Friday evening session starts at 6. I suppose we could push it back to 6:30, but we need to eat dinner. So basically it seems to me we should be wrapping this up at 5:30. We have to have time for lunch or we're not going to be functional in the afternoon. I would say a half an hour or so. So that's talking 5 hours in the afternoon, and I have never seen this board, although there's some new people, I've never seen people come at 9 a.m. and get down to work. So, but even if we did, that would only be 3 hours till noon. So in other words, I'm saying if we keep the 5 hours for the five topics, which I think we should, because less than an hour per topic would really not do them justice, then the maximum even conceivably we could do with a lawyer would be 3 hours. And even that, I think, I mean, we can shoot for it and see who shows up at 9 a.m. I would be happy to come at that time, and I hope everyone does. But, you know, if they don't, then I would say that time should be reduced from there and not from the discussions of the five topics in the afternoon. And I do agree with Laverne's suggestion that the human resources director come, because some of the questions that I think will come up in that morning period have to do with legal and related questions around personnel matters and how the board should be dealing with that. So I think the insights of the human resources director, who's been on the job already and pretty knowledgeable of this, would be very valuable.
Can I be on the stack, Julie, if you don't have me already?
I do have you, Dave.
Sarb, too, Julie.
Thanks. I'll add you, Sarb. Teresa?
I have two questions before I begin. Ambrose, has Krigler, where's Krigler coming in from?
Washington.
Washington, D.C. Okay, and is he charging us for this? Okay. And has he given his presentation on FCC information to the LSB in Washington, D.C.?
He's given his presentation, not his presentation, but information on FCC to the entire board. I sent out information, July or August.
Well, let me say this. I am opposed to having a presentation by Krigler and Associate on the FCC information to the national board. I think what we need is information, general information about boards and confidentiality, I mean, and having to do with board's relationship to staff and personnel issues and micromanaging and meddling in things we shouldn't be meddling in and communication and such as that. I've already heard Mr. Kriegler's presentation on Plugola and Payola and FCC, and I don't think that's the best use of our time. I think that we need information on how what responsibilities boards have, and what, you know, what are some of the pitfalls that we could get into, and we already have. I mean, when we have issues in KPFA, and twice now we have public announcements before we've even gotten out of executive session. That's the kind of stuff we need to be talking about, and perhaps there is a attorney with a United Way that could give us general information, but what Fahim Hamid did, that's what we need to pinpoint, not Kriegler. Love him, but that is not what this board needs. Thank you.
Hey, Patty?
Well, I mean, I think we are a radio network. It wouldn't hurt for us to get, you know, to understand the issues around the FCC issues. And the other person, hopefully, that understands the nonprofit will, you know, understand. I mean, it is. We need a board training. I don't know what this thing is, but, you know, I still think we need it more than we need to hear me, you know, talking about the pitfalls and everything. I think that probably everybody's been aware of what the pitfalls are by the people that know them or telling them about them. So, I mean, I think this afternoon thing could easily be cut. I don't think the recent board experiences is necessary at all. And I'm not really sure if those other three, four items could be put together. Or maybe even the board priority thing could be put, you know, more in a, well, I don't know if it could be public, but, you know, I don't know. I think the overview of the mission and this sort of thing is important, the introductions. I think the relationship national-local is important, but some of that stuff might come under this other attorney person. I don't know what this attorney knows, but we really do need board training, and this, like, afternoon is a poor substitute for it, but I think it's too late to actually get a board trainer for us now. But I would definitely support at least 3 hours of this FCC and other legal stuff, because we need to be explained to us what our job duties are and what we're not supposed to be doing. And I would cut like a couple things in the afternoon.
Clarify in terms of facilitation. Again, facilitation means not whoever's facilitating, talking at length about what their experiences are, and rather, you know, most of the time the facilitator, as similar with the board chair, does not chime in, but just facilitates discussion amongst the other board members. So I'd like to make that clear, and if folks would like me to send out the do's and don'ts of facilitation, since I facilitate trainings and workshops on a regular basis in terms of my professional job, and also do training of trainers around facilitation, I'd be happy to do that. Dave?
Yeah, first I'd like to ask if you can ask the board if we can agree to limit our comments to a fixed time, because I'm feeling like some of these comments are going on for a rather long time and we don't have that kind of time. So I'd suggest 2 minutes if the board's willing, and I'll limit myself to whatever we decide.
Okay, I will enforce that, and if someone would like to appeal my decision, then they can. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I think the board has to agree to it, but in any case, so if someone can clock me. I respectfully disagree with my colleagues who have said that our talking to each other isn't as crucial. I actually think that one of the biggest problems we've had over the past few years is the most we've had is a couple of minutes, literally 5 to 10 minutes at the thing we did at the beginning of this year to talk about what we wanted to see happen. and the ideas of what we want to see happen, and most particularly how we want them to see happen, that discussion amongst the full board, I think, is really a critical thing, and we're perfectly capable with the skills on our board to facilitating that discussion. And the kind of discussions where people, you know, has been referenced, talk to their friends, aren't productive in that way. So I think it's very important. I think that we could extend the late meeting to start at 7 instead of 6. I think that we don't need 4 hours with the attorney. I think that in three hours, a professional person with experience in this area, and it sounds like John Krigler's colleague falls in that category, can tell us the bulk of what we need to know. An hour for questions will do fine, and that we do need to spend those 5 hours. I don't think that's quite enough, but I think I agree with Bob that time's going to be tight. So I'd like to, I'm going to be voting against 4 hours for 3 hours, and I hope that we can agree to leave the 5 hours intact as suggested and start the late session at 7 to give us some time for any errors in the scheduling.
Okay, sir.
Madam Chair, on many, many issues, I happen to agree with Patty. And I think that the reason for the orientation meeting is not to go into detail of what we succeeded in, what we failed in, all that kind of stuff. It's for the new people that come on the board, as well as to remind the existing board members the greater mission of the network. Many, many times we forget it. And we get so stuck in minutiae and small things. Sometimes we are just like a stagnant pool of water and just continuing on in there rather than a flowing river. So I think that we need some ideas from outside sometimes to encourage us and to motivate us to do a better job. And I think the legal problems that the network faces and the fiduciary responsibility that we need to attend to on behalf of the board members and the newcomers, it's extremely important for everybody to realize it. We otherwise will have compounded problems. And I do not want the afternoon sessions to look like weekend review from the past of do's and don'ts and successes and pitfalls to which some of the new members might not have any knowledge of. And I think we're going to have a whole year to address that kind of stuff. What we need is the session, just like in Houston, I thought they did a really good job with Fahim and Linda to capture the essence and the mission as well as the responsibility of the board. So I'm opposed to the afternoon, these five segments of 1 hour each and things like that in 1 hour, and then get stuck in little details of same people I worked with for 2 years and rehashing over and over again. I don't want to do that. So I think what we need is somebody from outside that can come and stimulate our minds a little bit more. So I agree with Patty, and we might have to look for a new direction here in the afternoon. Thanks.
Okay. I'm going to ask that we move to a vote on the two amendments that are before us regarding the time allotment for discussion of FCC and fiduciary responsibilities. We only have 2 minutes in this entire agenda item, and there's obviously a lot that still needs to take place. So if we can go ahead and vote on the First Amendment, and that's to extend our discussions with the attorney regarding FCC responsibilities and fiduciary responsibilities to 4 hours. Are there objections to that?
Yes. And a point of information?
If
we turn this down, then the next vote would be whether to extend to 3 hours.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay. Here's the vote. How do you vote? To extend to 4 hours, LaVarne?
Point of information, I don't have the agenda. It's currently at 2.
Yes, it's currently at 2. This is to extend it until 4. And if we can entertain...
I vote no.
We can entertain points of information from here on forth.
I apologize, but I vote no.
Madam Chair?
Again, if we're in the middle of the vote, okay, so I'm not going to entertain points of information. Go ahead.
William?
I won't be there. I'll abstain.
Barr?
Yes.
David?
No.
Alan?
Abstain.
Donna? No. Joe?
No.
Deb?
No.
Wendy? I'll come back. Teresa?
Did you hear me?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I said no.
Okay, thank you. Teresa?
No.
Patty?
No.
Ray?
No.
You said no?
Yes, I said no.
Thank you. Bob?
No.
Lisa?
No.
Ambrose?
No.
Mark?
Abstain?
Abstain? I'm sorry, Mark, I didn't hear you.
Yes, abstain.
I think Mark said abstain.
Did.
Okay, thank you. Rob? Rob Robinson? Did anyone hear anything from Rob?
No.
Oh, okay. I hear you now, Rob. Okay. the motion fails, Madam Chair.
Okay, we'll now move to the next amendment, which was to extend the time with the attorneys to 3 hours instead of 2 hours. Are there any objections?
I object.
Okay, go ahead, Donna.
Okay, Rob, I'm going to start with you. Yes or no to 3 hours?
No. But this is for the attorneys, Donna?
Yes, for the attorneys.
No.
Okay.
No, I vote no.
Okay, thank you. Mark? I'll come back. Ambrose?
Yes.
Lisa?
Pass.
Bob?
Pass.
Ray? Patty?
Yes.
Teresa?
No.
Wendy?
Attorney for 3 hours instead of 2 hours?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Deb?
Yes.
Joe? Donna? I'll say yes. Alan?
Abstain.
Okay. David?
Pass.
Okay. Farr?
Yes.
William?
I abstain. Sorry, I don't know what's going on.
LaVarne?
Yes.
Okay, coming back to the passes, Mark, Robert?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Ray LaForce? Ray LaForce? I'll record that as a no vote. Joe Montez?
Yes.
Dave Adelson?
I'll abstain.
Okay. The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the noes are 1, 2. It passes, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Julie?
Yes.
I move to extend this item by 10 minutes. I'd like to offer two further amendments to this.
Second.
Okay, are there any objections to extending by 10 minutes?
This is Wendy. I won't object as long as this 10 minutes doesn't come off the entirety of the meeting because we have a lot of other important stuff to do.
No, it won't.
It won't?
No.
Okay, thanks.
All right. So, hearing no objections, go ahead, Bob.
Okay, the First Amendment is picking up on LaVarne's suggestion to make it formal that that the Human Resources Director be invited to the meeting and specifically to join the two attorneys in the morning. Well, to be present for the whole thing, but to join the two attorneys and present points as to personnel legal issues that affect the board during that 3 hour session in the morning.
I second.
A point of order.
If you
Ed, Dave.
Just want to remind people that there is already another amendment pending, which has to do with adding Rob as the facilitator for the final section.
Thank you for that. And we should probably deal with that before we move on to...
I didn't hear that.
David suggested adding Rob...
as a facilitator for the final section on network priorities.
Are there any objections to doing that?
Can I just ask a question? Where'd that come from?
Me.
Dave made the amendment early on.
In this meeting?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
David, could you repeat your motion, please?
That Rob Robinson be added as a facilitator for the final section, which is on network priorities.
Thank you.
Okay, hearing no objections, then we will go ahead and pass that amendment. And so all we have is Bob's amendment on the floor.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Let me just ask this question. Would it not also have been a possibility to have our affiliates coordinator or our webmaster discuss those issues to us, talking about priorities?
Are you adding an amendment or?
Well,
I'd like to deal with Bob's amendment that's currently on the floor, and then we can go to these additional items.
Okay.
I dealt with Dave's amendment because that was made prior and I failed to deal with it. That discussion until we deal with Bob's amendment.
Can you just say again what it is?
Bob's amendment was to involve the HR director in the discussion with the attorneys to discuss points regarding personnel and legal issues.
I would like to say something.
Go ahead, Teresa.
This is no offense to the personnel director, but I was under the impression that we hired personnel director, and the personnel director was supposed to specifically be able to address training in regard to diversity. And if we fly the personnel director in, or the HR director in, it would be appropriate for this person to do some training with the staff while they're in the area. And I know twice I requested, when there was a board meeting in Houston, that we plan for the HR director to be there for more than one night to zip in and zip out, and it just didn't happen. So I don't know whether this can be fit into her schedule at this late time at all, but that's something that needs to be considered.
She is at every station and trained at every station.
Pardon me?
She has visited and trained at every station.
Well, what I was told about the training that she did while in Houston, I was not too impressed by what I heard. Let me say that.
I object and like to strike that from, we're in a public webcast, and you guys still don't understand that we can be sued for that. So I object and would request that stricken from the record, that comment. I want no association with that comment.
Well, I would not say that this necessarily reflects upon our HR director, but maybe reflects upon...
But the HR training that the HR director just held...
Mm-hmm.
Wait to be recognized.
Yeah, please.
Yes.
So is there further discussion on this matter?
State of order.
Yes, William.
Back to Teresa Allen's comments and would like them stricken from the record.
Okay, does that require a formal board vote? I'm not familiar with the process.
I would object, if that helps.
You can rule her out of order, but I think her comments need to be stricken from the record.
Madam Chair?
Point of order.
Yes, Bob.
And Donna, I just want to make a comment.
Okay, Bob?
Yeah, or actually, I guess I'm addressing William's point of order. Since we established earlier that we're not making a record of this person said this and that person said that, then the issue is not striking it from the record, but I think William makes a good point that the chair should always direct any member who's making a comment that's out of order to stop making comments of that nature. And I think any comment that gives kind of an evaluation of how an employee is performing their job is is inappropriate and is exactly why we need a training on that very point as to what can and can't be said in public meetings about the performance of an employee. So I would just, so I, the point of order would be what the chair can rule on without a vote is whether they think that, whether she thinks that comment was out of order and should not be repeated.
Okay, well, what I would ask is from here on out that folks do not make reference to the performance of staff and other board members as it relates to these issues. So if
Madam
we can
Chair?
All be in compliance, that would be wonderful.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa?
I would like to clarify.
All right, you know what? Donna was next. So, Donna?
Yeah, the comment that I wanted to make was, first of all, I wasn't recording any comment, but because Director Walker asked that this his comment be made part of the record, in order to do that, then I need to include the comment to which he wants to address the record to. And so I guess I need direction on that. Director Walker said he wanted his comment to be part of the record. Do
Madam
I put
Chair,
it in the record or not?
Point of information, Madam Chair, may I withdraw my comment or clarify that I was not addressing the...
Yes,
the,
you can withdraw your comment. That's
thank
fine.
You.
Let's not have further discussion on this. William was not asking his comments to be entered into the record. He was asking for things to be stricken from the record. So let's move on from this. You know, I've asked the directors to conduct themselves accordingly. I hope that we can all do that. And if not, then I will object in the future. So thank you for withdrawing your comments, Teresa, and clarifying. Let's please move on.
Madam Chair, I call the question on the amendment.
Okay, the question's been called. Are there any objections to ending debate? Okay, hearing no objections, then let's deal with the amendment that's on the floor, which is a letter amendment. Bob, do you want to repeat it?
Yes, to invite the Human Resources Director to join the presentation with the attorneys to address legal issues related to personnel vis-a-vis the board.
That's a little bit different than what you said before. You didn't say personnel issues. Do you want me to put that in there?
Actually, I did because that's what exactly what I wrote down. So that's the motion that's before us. Let's vote on it now. Are there objections to the... And, Bob, if you can send that in writing to...
I apologize.
Actually, I do have a point of information about it.
Yes, Dave.
Is she already coming to the meeting, or would this mean that she's going to come when she hadn't been planning?
May I speak?
I
were not recognized. Ambrose, can you answer that
question? I'm sorry, I just stepped away. What was the question?
Oh, whether or not Yolanda is already planning on attending the meeting.
No.
Invited to the meeting. Okay, that answers the question. I was going to give that answer. I was at the national office, and I believe she was not invited.
Okay, let's not speak out of turn. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was answering a question. My apologies.
Point of order.
Oh. Donna?
Yes, Madam Chair?
Can we go ahead with the vote?
Oh, sure. I didn't hear you say that.
I just said it a couple of times. Actually, first, are there any objections?
I have a point of order.
Yes, Dave?
We have to specify an amount and where it comes from, the money, based on our prior motion. Or that, I guess that can be done afterwards.
That's your motion.
Sorry? What was the question?
Dave just raised the point of order that we need to include a maximum dollar figure and where the allocation will come from in terms of the budget.
Point of information?
Point of information.
Yes, Sarv, and then LaVarne.
Is this required of us? That we have to locate this for this expense, or no matter what the amount.
Well, it hasn't been common practice of the board, so I think it's interesting that this point of order has been raised right now, since it has not been common practice. Whether or not we have voted previously to obligate ourselves to do this, this is not common practice of the board.
Julie, this is Wendy.
Just
hold on,
one
LaVarne.
Yeah, I was just about to say that, too, that the national office does have, I mean, we have not had an HR director since, you know, I believe when the office was in Washington, and I believe the national office does have a budget for travel to the PNB meeting, and the HR director is certainly part of that national staff. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Hold on. We're not in discussion right now, so unless you raise points of information or points of order, then I'm going to move to the vote.
I was going to give you some information.
Any objections? So.
The point
Julie?
Of order.
Dave?
We said we would specify such things. All it requires is it says how much and that it comes from the national office budget line. That's all it requires.
Andy?
I'm just looking at Travelocity.com right now, and I see if somebody were to book a flight today and leave Thursday, January 26th from Oakland to Reagan Airport in D.C., then it would be the lowest price is $235, and it goes to, it's fairly reasonable.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Sarv.
Well, how much time we need to spend on this for $200 thing?
I'll withdraw a whole lot more.
Well, it's more like $300, but, I mean, it's still...
Still, it's minimum. Let's move on.
Staff, Madam Chair, I want to make a comment about the point of order, even though I know it's late. May I be recognized?
No, because we're not in discussion, so unless you have a point of information or a point of order, then I'm not going to entertain it.
Okay.
David, did you just withdraw your...
I'll withdraw.
Okay, so let's move to a vote.
Madam Chair, in the spirit of cooperation, could you please recognize Director Warren?
We voted to end debate.
This is not for debate. This is about the points of order. Now,
so then make a point of order, make a point of information so that I can recognize you in accordance with Robert.
Okay, point of order then.
Okay, go ahead, Donna.
According to Robert, every time a point of order is made, the chair has to respond. I'm just hoping that people, when they're asking for information, don't really elevate it to a point of order, because even though I discovered late in the game, every point of order has to be in the record.
Okay, thank
so
you
I don't
for that
really,
clarification.
I really don't want to put
vote.
It in. Go ahead. Thank you.
Objections to Bob's amendment?
I object.
Okay, let's move to a vote. Donna?
Okay. Letters, amendment that the ex-HR director be invited to the meeting. How do you vote? LaVarn?
Yes.
William?
Absent.
Barb?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Julie? Oh, I'm sorry. Come back to you if I need to. Donna? I'll abstain. Joe?
Yes.
Deb?
Yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Teresa?
No.
Patty?
Yes.
Ray? Okay, I'll come back, Ray. Bob?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Mark?
Abstain.
Okay. Rob?
Yes.
Okay, I'm coming back to Ray LaForest. Okay. I don't think I missed anybody. It passes, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Oh, Ambrose, can you go ahead and send
Madam
that
Chair.
Invite?
It'll be done.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Teresa.
May I add for the record that I would request that, you know, if I'm most concerned about the organization skills of the PNB, I would respectfully request that we ask if the HR director can coordinate this training, perhaps with training of the staff at WBAI in sexual harassment or
WPSW.
Some other training. In
WPSW?
At
is WPFW. That a formal motion?
Yeah, I'm sorry, with WPFW.
Is
thank
KPFT?
You. I just like it coordinated with something.
Was that a KPFT?
Wait,
it, sir.
I'm sorry.
Wait, to be recognized, because it's really difficult to chair a teleconference when everyone's speaking at will. Is that a formal motion, Teresa?
It is just a comment. I believe I was the only one that that voted no for this, and I would like it on the record that the reason I voted no was because our organizational skills, in my opinion, we need to request that this be coordinated with a training for the staff at WPFW in addition to the PNB work.
Okay, thanks. So we are again at time. We'll need to extend.
Madam Chair, please remind people to send their motions for the record to me, please.
Thank you. I will do that.
Thank you. Okay.
I think you just reminded folks. Thanks, Donna.
Thank you.
So I will entertain a motion to extend. Otherwise, we need to move on.
Yeah, I move to extend for 5 minutes for one more amendment.
I think we're going to need a little more time than that.
Okay.
What is it?
It's to
wait,
move.
Let's just extend time, and then we'll get into the meat of it.
I don't want to extend time unless I know what it is.
Well, we still have the rest of Friday's agenda to approve, so understanding that, then we need to extend time. So let's move to, if the motion is to extend by five, then let's vote that.
No, I'd like to change it then. I didn't realize we had the rest of the what was previously approved, so I would say 10.
Okay. Are there any, or is there a second?
I second.
Is there any objections to extending by 10?
I'd like to know what we're talking about.
Are there any objections to, and we're talking about Friday's session and continuing our discussion with that, are there any objections to extending by 10 minutes?
Point of information, does it come off of the entirety of the meeting?
No. We have time certain for our other agenda items. So. Hearing no objections, if that wasn't an objection, Wendy, then
no,
so
it's
moved.
Not.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. I move to take the number five board priorities out of the daytime session, the private session, and move it to the public meeting at a point to be determined later. But I think that discussion is a fully appropriate discussion to have in front of the public. In fact, I think it's actually mandated under the open meetings provision that we do so. There's nothing confidential, and if people are concerned that, you know, strong feelings will come up, then fine. That's what this board is about, is what are our feelings and what are our political opinions about the priorities of this board. It's not, from what I understand, that item is not meant to discuss personal relationship, you know, how we treat each other as board members. That I could see being a confidential discussion, but this is very much about our role as the elected people to help set priorities. And I think we made a mistake last year in having some of that discussion under the guise of a training session that was an executive session, and it really should have been the full sunshine of the world watching. And you know, I think it would affect the public comment that would go on during the weekend if they heard what our different priorities were.
Okay. Is there a second to that amendment?
I'll second that, Bob.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there discussion?
Donna Stack.
Go ahead, Donna.
I would like to know why the people who put it in executive session in the first place, why they did that, what their reasoning was.
I believe that you were on the call, but just to bring clarity, it wasn't necessarily that this needed to be done in executive session, but just an opportunity for the board to communicate with one another. And we figured since that was the spirit of what we wanted to get out of Friday's session, open communication, and the board beginning to identify what was sort of before it in the coming year, and to, you know, think about time frames and milestones, that would be appropriate as part of that discussion. I don't think that it ever came up that this needed to be in executive session or needed to be in public session.
Okay, thank you.
Point of information, Julie. I only tuned out for like 15 seconds because my son needed something, so I actually missed the gist of what. Can we repeat what Bob said?
Bob just wants to move board priorities to the part of the public session of the meeting at a time later to be determined.
Okay, so he's citing the what we did at the retreat in L.A. as how to not do it. Is that what you said, Bob?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay. If I still have the floor, I would just kind of add a little bit of it. It's disappointing to have to say this, but nothing came of that anyway. So, I mean, maybe I agree because maybe it would if it was in public. I don't know. Thanks.
Okay. Is there any further comments on this issue?
Yes, Lauren, point of information. Just kind of, may I be recognized?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. As kind of follow with what Wendy is saying, that's exactly what I was thinking too, and that perhaps we should put something in the discussion to do a follow-up at the next board meeting and have whomever to our whatever group or committee to kind of look at what we've done over the past 3 months, so we should be willing to do another session perhaps at the next meeting. So a follow-up, either follow-up meeting or a follow-up board presentation.
Okay, thanks, Laverne. Is there further discussion on this?
I could ask a question. So would then the, so we move this to public session. Does that mean that every member of the audience participates, or do they just hear what the board's doing?
Can I answer, Julie?
Go ahead.
My proposal is that at this point it would remain a board discussion, although I like Teresa's suggestion that some of the national staff people, like the affiliates coordinator and the web coordinator and so on, should be invited to also join that conversation. What I said earlier about the public, maybe you were off the phone for a minute, was that I think it would stimulate the public to perhaps during whatever is the next public comment period after that, or for that matter, even the one before that, whenever we schedule it. Maybe let's say if we schedule it for Saturday morning, there's public comment on Friday night, people may then want to address their comments to priorities that would help inform us as to what the priorities should be. So I think the public can be involved in those other parts, but not directly when I guess it would be about an hour is what we had, or is what the coordinating committee proposed. It would be a committee of the whole, by the board plus national staff. That's my proposal.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Dave.
So it's just that last hour. It's not. It's
right.
Not all five.
No. Just
well.
Just number five.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none, let's move to a vote. Are there any objections to letter's amendment?
I'd like to have a vote.
Okay, are there any objections to letter's amendment?
No.
Okay, hearing none, so moved. So the other items that we have before us are the other four recommendations that came out of the coordinating committee. I would suggest that we probably take them one by one and move forward. The first one is overview of Pacifica mission and board and staff introductions that would be facilitated by Ambrose Lane, and we've designated an hour for that. Is there any discussion around that? Okay, are there any objections?
Point of information.
Go ahead, Bob.
When it says staff introductions, I guess I'm not totally clear. Can Ambrose name the specific staff positions that will be present with us during this discussion?
Sure, there'll be the CFO. There'll be now the HR director. There'll be the assistant controller who...
Hello?
Who's the assistant controller?
Ben Magno.
Okay, I was getting confused with comptroller, sorry.
I'm sorry, was that the whole list?
Is that it? That's the whole list that's going to be dealt with at this session.
So not the affiliate?
The only ones that are going to be there.
So not the affiliates coordinator or the web manager?
Yeah, but they're coming out of New York.
Or the archives?
Or the development director or the archives director?
Archives will be there. All of those who are normally there will be there.
Well, that's what I was asking.
Oh, okay.
I thought
you were coming out of this office.
No. So my point here was that when it's...
All of them, including the general managers, will be there.
Okay. So all I was trying to get at was that when we do the staff introductions, and indeed the whole day of activity, they'll all be there with us and they'll introduce
us. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great. Great. Thank you.
This is Lauren. I'm just trying to may I speak?
Ed?
I'm just trying to clarify. I'm confused when Bob. Pardon me, Bob. You were listing a number of people. I thought you listed, you said, I thought you implied the whole national staff, and Ambrose said it would be the HR director, the CFO, and the assistant controller, and the new ED and the current IED. Is that correct? I'm sorry, Ambrose, can you answer that?
Plus he also said the archives director and all the rest who normally come.
Right, out of the national office. That's what I thought Bob had named someone else. But okay,
I understand.
Thank you.
Ambrose?
Yep.
All these introductions of all these people, and then to capture the mission of the network in all in 1 hour?
Oh, well, the introduction of all these people was new. I didn't hear that at the coordinated committee meeting. But that's all right. I mean, I don't mind doing it, but that was not my notes on what we said we were going to do.
Madam Chair, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether we can just approve the whole thing. I mean, we can have all the conversation we want about this and shape it and shave it and add this and do that. If it's not critical, can we move the agenda to the other issues? I mean, each of these sections say there'll be facilitation, which basically means that the group is going to be able to have a lot to say about what happens during there. And I'd just like us to move and adopt the whole thing as a block. And if somebody has an issue with one particular piece, let's deal with it and move.
Madam Chair, I'd like to hear some reasons.
You would like to hear what, sir?
Some reasons behind some of the stuff. That's why we want to take one by one.
I'd given kind of a general overview of what the reasoning was, and again, these came from the initial recommendations that you all had put forth, so I'm surprised that it is so contentious at this point. But if, Dave, if you want to go ahead and make a motion to just approve all of these and...
Yeah, how about if I call all pending questions?
Madam Chair, can you repeat them for us?
Sure. Number one is the overview of Pacifica mission and board and staff introductions facilitated by Ambrose Lane. Number two is the relationship of between the national and local units that would be facilitated by Ambrose and Dave. Number three would be a discussion of governance versus management facilitated by Greg Guma. And then number four would be recent board experiences, successes, and pitfalls that would be facilitated by Brazone and Patty Heffley, assuming that both of them accept. Those two were not on the coordinating committee call, and the other ones have accepted. Board priorities has just been stricken, so those are the only four that are before us. So, if we want to, are there any objections to ending debate? Dave just called all pending questions. Okay, hearing no objections, then we'll go ahead and vote on them individually, but we're not going to entertain discussion. We're just voting. So, number one is the overview of Pacifica mission and board and staff introductions facilitated by Ambrose Lane. Are there objections to having that done? And the time allotment would be 1 hour. Okay, hearing no objections, so moved. The second piece was the relationship between national and local units facilitated by Ambrose and David Adelson. Are there any objections to that?
For how long?
1 hour. Any objections? Okay, hearing none, so moved. The third session was governance versus management facilitated by Greg Guma. Any objections?
It's Bob. I apologize for not mentioning this. If there could be unanimous consent to just ask if people would be willing to expand that to 90 minutes now that we have an extra hour that we got rid of and this is a crucial and complicated topic.
Actually, we added an hour to our attorney stuff, so we didn't really get rid of any time.
Right, but I think we agreed to start at 9 a.m. to accommodate the extra hour for the attorney.
We didn't.
Point of order.
That.
I don't
yes,
do phone.
We had closed debate.
We did.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Teresa?
May I ask a point of
information? Point of order or point of information? Or
point of information?
Yes.
Is there a possibility of the HR person being involved in the session on the relationships because she's done the organizational charge for the whole foundation recently?
Again, these are going to be facilitated by the people involved, and those that are going to be present for the session will be the contributing members. So she will be part of the discussion since she will be present.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Sonny?
Yeah, the title of the chosen at first. I'm sorry, what was the title again?
Government Management.
Is it management versus governance? What's the title exactly?
Governance versus management.
I think that's an unfortunate title. Any way we can give a different title to this?
The intent of the title is not pitting one against the other, but coming to an understanding of the difference of the roles of governance and the roles of management, as it relates to a board. So it's not governance, meaning the board, against the management or versus the management of the station. It's looking at the roles of governance and the roles of management and how they're distinctly different.
Well, could I ask if that be made the title?
Roles of governance and roles of management?
In the station.
How about uniting governance and management?
Something
like but the
yes,
versus,
David.
We closed debate.
Did.
Is there a way to make a in terms of how we put this in the board packet and discuss it?
Well, I have to type it up, so.
All right. Sure. I think how we present it to others is important.
Okay.
This is Wendy.
Thank you for your comment. Wendy, is this a point of order or a point of information? Because if not, we need to move on.
I just agree with Lonnie. I don't think it's a good title. I think it should be about uniting the roles.
Okay. All right, well, I will do my best to capture that sentiment in the actual typing of the agenda. Let's move on to, are there objections to this session, the discussion of governance, the roles of governance and the roles of management? Okay, hearing no objections and so moved. The next one that we have are recent board experiences, successes, and facilitated by Lydia Brazone and Patty Heffley. Are there, for an hour, are there objections to this?
I think this is I don't see this as even.
Do you object?
I object.
Okay, let's move to a vote. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay.
Point of order, can we hear what the objection is?
I don't think so, because we're not in.
We are voting.
How can we make an informed decision?
Just move to an actual vote. So it's not passed by unanimous consent. So let's move to a vote.
So we should just vote for our friends or against our enemies?
No, you
I think
should
that's
vote
out of order.
The merits of whether or not you think this discussion should happen.
Madam Chair, we're talking about recent board experiences, successes, and pitfalls?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, how do you, and did we have a time on that one?
It was an hour.
Okay.
Point of order, Julie.
Yes, Wendy.
Why can we not hear the objection? It's a total objection. It's part of the motion. Why can we not debate or at least hear what it is?
Because we're moving to a vote, and so when I ask for objections, it's not for folks to voice their objections. It's whether or not we actually move to a roll call vote on this session. If folks wanted to express their objections to it, then they should have done that before we ended debate, if they wanted to verbalize it. Now I was just asking if there were objections, which leads us to a roll call vote, which we're now going to do.
I'm sorry, maybe I must have missed the vote to end debate.
Okay, well, we voted. Go
Madam
ahead,
Chair,
Donna.
Point of information. Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, Teresa.
Is it true that the person that's making the objection is a person that's supposed to be actually giving this part of the presentation?
That's what I said.
Well, irregardless of Robert's rules, to not hear the objection, I think, is counterproductive for us as a body. Thank you.
Welcome. Go ahead, Donna.
Okay, is this to end debate?
No, this is to vote on recent board, whether or not we have a session that discusses recent board experiences, successes, and pitfalls.
Okay, thank you. How do you vote, LaVarne?
I'm sorry, point of order?
Yes.
Given the last point that one of the presenters is objecting, I think that just when people are voting, they should know that it's obviously we can't require anyone to do anything. So if the item remains on the agenda, then I think it would be in order for the board to take up a replacement facilitator for the person who doesn't want to do it.
You don't know what my point is. Doesn't matter, though. Go ahead.
Can we go to the vote, please?
Oh, please.
Go ahead, Donna.
How do you vote, LaVarne?
I pass.
Okay. William?
Abstain.
Farr?
I'm against this success and pitfalls section.
That's a no?
Nope.
Thank you. Dave?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Alan?
Abstain.
Donna? I'll say no. Joe?
No.
Deb?
No.
Wendy?
I pass.
Teresa?
No.
Patty?
No.
Ray?
Yes.
Okay. Bob?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Abstain.
Rob?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get you, did I, Mark? Mark?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You said yes. And Rob, you said yes too, right?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, coming back to the passes, LaVarne?
No.
And Wendy?
I abstain, I'm confused.
Okay, thank you.
Dazed and confused.
Whatever.
I think I got everybody. If I didn't, let me know. Okay, the no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7. And the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 to 7. 6 yeses, 7 noes, Madam Chair.
Okay, the motion fails. So that is the extent of what the recommendations were for Friday's meeting.
Madam Chair,
we will now
Patty,
move into...
This is Patty, for information?
Yes.
That means that that's just that our topic isn't happening, correct?
Yes.
Right, thank you.
Point of order, Madam Chair?
Yes, Dave.
Do we still have time on this item, or is it expired?
No, in it's other words, overly expired.
Great, thank you.
That's even a term. So I will entertain a motion to adjourn public session and move into executive session at this point.
Move to adjourn to executive session.
Second.
Okay, are there any objections? Hearing none, if we can wait to be off the stream, we will move into executive session.
Julie, can we please thank the amazing streamers at kpftx.org and pacifica.org?
Definitely. This is the last of the teleconference calls of the PNB, the outgoing PNB, and so I just want to thank all of those on the technical side that have helped us and supported us in making sure that our meetings have been streamed, and, you know, folks for stepping up at the last minute, for folks, you know, putting notice on KPFTX, and just all of your support and assistance. We couldn't obviously do it without you, because none of us have the technical know-how to be able to do this, capacity. So just thank you all very much.
Some of us could have done it, but these guys have looked out for the listeners, and we, you know, they have been on the calls when a lot of the board members weren't even there. So we just really want to thank you guys, Otis and Joan.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Wendy. Thank you for that statement.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.